Medford Area Public School District Administrator Pat Sullivan joins us on our news. Pat, school board meeting was held Monday night, and for the first time ever, the public was not really welcome at the school board directly.
Board meetings, governmental meetings like that are exempt, but they still feel it's a good idea to try your best to follow the social distancing guidelines that are out there. So we held the meeting in the boardroom, and two board members attended online. Really just one other administrator other than myself. Brian Wilson was there from the Star News. We had all the other administrators in the cafeteria in their school. So, and people could have gone there if they wanted to. They could have gone to the high school. They could have gone to either elementary school. They would be getting a live feed where they could talk, where they obviously could hear what was being said. So yeah, that's how we, how we'll run our board meetings. And, you know, it went fine. Again, people were able to contribute from other locations. We also had a spot at the Taylor County Education Center. We had several things on the agenda that we were going to talk about, school-sponsored trips, but they were already either canceled prior to this meeting last night. Maybe, you know, a good example would be the band was going to go to Texas. They were going to march in a parade there. Community holding the parade canceled the parade. So things like that. We had a softball trip, a baseball trip. They have just been canceled due to the situation. We just updated the board a little bit on the pool. We're still working with the contractors that put in the HVAC system, and we are getting some progress, which is good to report. For a while, we were struggling with getting people to the table, but now we're coming up with some good solutions. Things are improving as far as controlling the humidity levels and the heat. The board approved last night the CESA contract. Again, that's something we do every year with our CESA. There's a lot of discussion last night on a couple items, and that would be, you know, employee attendance, pay in a declared public health emergency, a quarantine, like, you know, a lot of our employees are under, or people are under right now. You know, our support staff, our teacher aides, generally, you know, if we had a snow day, they don't come into work. Their work is there when kids are there. Under these circumstances, that's a lot of days that they're losing, and we don't know how many, right? We don't know when school is going to come back in session. So the board did make a decision last night that, you know, I should find work, and we will. You know, right now we had about 16 of our teacher aides in yesterday, and they helped deliver food. We had two people in a van, and we delivered over 700 meals yesterday. That would be a free breakfast and a free lunch. And there's more kids and families signing up as we speak. So we ran about 9 routes with the help of Barb Krug and you know, the Krugs as a whole. They helped us design the routes. And again, those teacher aides came in. And we plan to do that for as long as we're shut down. There may be other jobs that we'll need. We may do some professional development. But the bottom line is the board did decide whether there's work for them to do or not, they would continue to pay them what they expected to get paid this year as far as working a full week, you know, and receiving their checks. So that put those employees at ease. And again, we will always do our best to try to find some work. But if we don't need them certain days, you know, they still are assured that they will receive a paycheck. You know, our teachers, they're working. We were on spring break last week, so yesterday was our first day. We had teachers either in their classrooms or at home participating in a meeting, and the principals led those meetings. And we've started, you know, the process of teachers defining when they'll be available. We want teachers to really look at each weekday right now as far as a work day. Look at it like you would if everything was normal. You are at school, you know, working, you know, from say 8 to 3:45, and you'd be available for parents. You'd be available for students. Use that time in hopefully the technology either you have at home or right now we're still allowed to have you come into the building and just be in your classroom and start pushing out, you know, school work. Start pushing out curriculum. in communicating with the students. So that is happening. That'll be really going, I bet, by the end of the week, you know, in full gear. And we'll have requirements or expectations that we want kids to do. And I think, you know, parents want that. And some kids, believe it or not, they want that. They want something to do. So again, a lot of discussion about really how yesterday went in all those meetings and all the questions that staff had and in the direction that we're going.
Brad and Pat will be back after this.